Abiy Ahmed once described war as the epitome of hell, but Ethiopia's prime minister is now front and centre in a conflict that's been raging for a year. He reached the front line on Tuesday, according to a government spokesman, and is now personally leading the military against rebels from the northern Tigray region, leaving the business of government to his deputy.
It is a big gamble if you look at past kind of similar gambles when Chadian, then Chadian President Idris Deby went to the front lines and he lost his life, even when they had actually defeated the rebels in Chad. And so Abiy Ahmed is risking his life.
Abiy's decision to go to the front line has boosted recruitment for Ethiopia's beleaguered armed forces. Thousands have signed up to follow Abiy's lead, including Olympic gold medalist Haile Gebrselassie. The 48-year-old retired champion says he felt compelled to act.
A sportsman is always an ambassador for peace. Now, when I say I'm going to the front line, people could say, wait a minute, you have been a mediator and you're a sportsman. Sport is about peace and love. No. What would you do when the existence of a country is at stake? You just put down everything. Nothing will stop you.
Fighting between the Ethiopian government and Tigrayan rebels has escalated in recent weeks. Rebel fighters are now around 200 kilometres from the capital, Addis Ababa. The presidents of Kenya and South Africa, as well as the US Secretary of State, have reiterated calls for a ceasefire. There are concerns the war could spill over across the Horn of Africa.
Already the Horn is very unstable with Sudan, the recent coup there, Somalia still disintegrating, Al-Shabaab gaining ground there. Now, the last thing that the region wishes to have is a disintegrated Ethiopia. And the West's interests are going to really just go up in flames.
As these new recruits prepare to head to the front line to join government forces, a negotiated settlement doesn't look likely anytime soon. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.